Good evening. My name is Kelly Smith, and I'm 39 years old. Today's date is July the 3rd, 2018, and I'm here with...
Greg Anderson.
Malika Anderson.
Melissa Mark Smith.
Valerie Hayes.
Kyra Hayes.
Daryl Hayes. Evan Smith.
Kelly Miller Smith, the junior.
And Chloe. Yeah, Chloe. Mm-hmm. And we are interviewing...
Alice Smith Risby.
Right. So...
Although my son usually gives more of my name, he calls it Alice Clark Smith Risby.
No, Alice May Clark.
Alice May Clark Smith Risby.
That's a cool name. So, Grandmommy, could you tell us about your grandparents?
Well, I really only knew my mother's father, who was a farmer and started out with just a few acres of land, but began to farm that land, and it grew, and finally he had more than 400 acres of land.
What was his name? Tell us what his name was.
His name was George Washington Stutz.
Can you tell us about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I had a good life. Trying to think of a difficult moment is difficult. But I do remember this. We walked to school. And had to cross railroad tracks in order to get on to the school. Near my house, though, was a creek. And there was a little, a few boards over the creek that we would walk across in order to get to the other side. And I remember one day we were coming home from school. It had rained, and the creek had risen so that we really couldn't walk across those boards. So my brothers decided to jump across the creek. So they jumped across, I had two brothers, they jumped across the creek. And I thought if they could jump across the creek, I would try it. So I got a good start, and I jumped and fell into the creek. Fortunately, they were on the other side, and they got into the creek to help me out. And I did get out of the creek.
Because, you know, she could not swim. The grandmother did not learn how to swim until after we were adults.
So none of us would have been here.
That's right.
That could have been the end of this story right there. So, well, this next question is, can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
That was about the dumbest thing that I've ever tried to do in my life. But my brothers would always have us doing, you know, crazy things. For instance, they would run a line from one tree to another tree, and we would climb that tree, and they had it fixed so that we could swing from one tree to the other. So I climbed the tree also, and then we would just slide down the rope till we get to the other side of the tree. See, when you have two brothers, one was older than me and one younger, and so we would always do crazy things.
So thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share? Over Chloe's protest.
Well, I was a very good student. And I think that if you really work hard when you're in school, you should do very well. In fact, to the point where when I was in high school, I tried every semester to get all A's. Mm. And I managed to do that most of the time, making all A's, to the point where when I finished high school, I graduated at the top of the class.
Hmm. All right. Hmm. Valedictorian.
Yes, valedictorian of the class.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
An instructor in the Department of Biology at my school, where at
TSU.
TSU.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee State University.
Yes. And while I was there, I found out that I could take graduate courses towards a doctorate, and I started taking classes. But the interesting thing was, a lot of the work that I had to do required knowledge of a computer. So I had to learn to use a computer because, you know, the exams and was possibly done on the computer. So I guess that was a good thing there, that I did learn the computer. And it worked nicely, because later in life, I had to use the computer to help my husband do a lot of work.
Who is your husband?
This was Edward Risby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Edward Risby became head of the Department of Biology, and I was teaching in that department when he became head of the department. So later on, after well, while he was there in the department, of course, he had a secretary. But then when he retired from there, any work that he wanted to have done, of course, I would do for him.
So can you tell us about a teacher or adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up?
My science teacher in high school possibly had more to do with my staying in science, and I had thought once of going into medicine. I think mainly because of the science that I had while in high school. And then when I got in college, I also had very good instructors there in science. Growing up, my parents always had a garden, and we would work in the garden. We would go out there and help them, you know, plant things. And then, of course, once the tomatoes and everything, you know, was ready, we would eat them. But if my mother planted beans, we would shell the beans and we would take the beans to the white neighborhood and sell them.
That's interesting. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Did you
get a good profit, or?
Well, we bring the money back, yeah, and give it to them. But my mother was a great canner, though. She would always can beans and tomatoes.
Daddy,
yeah, good night, Chloe. Mwah. So good seeing you.
Mm-hmm. You
want to
share more about your garden?
Well, my mother always had a fig in the backyard, and I love figs, yes. But my father had pears, and we just loved the pears that he would have. And my daddy liked to go hunting, and if he went hunting, and when he would come back, he would help prepare some of the foods. He would go deer hunting, and if he killed the deer, he would have them to preserve the parts of the head that, you know, they would fix it up so that he would put it in his den so you could see the... So that you could put it in there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, I would go with the most of the time. Since they separated when I was in college, he married again, and sometimes I would go walking with him, and then we'd stop and eat something. And
like he'd kill a deer and you eat it?
He would be. He was prepared the deer, and it most of the time he would do the preparing of the deer, and it turned out to be good. So now I always like to grow things, grow tomatoes and cucumbers and bell peppers, okra. Some people don't like okra, but I like okra.
I love okra.
I can just get the okra off the stalk and take it in the house, cook it, and eat it right then. So.
Speaking of your parents, what did your parents and you think of the North? What made you stay in the South, in Mississippi and Tennessee, versus migrating north when a lot of other black families moved up north?
My mother's father left the farm and built the house right across the street from her. So, with him still being there and still trying to run the farm, they never thought of moving out of Jackson, Mississippi. They were just right there. Now, she had 12 siblings. Some of them still worked on the farm, but about 4 of them moved to Chicago because he started buying property in Chicago. So they would go there and live in the property that he had purchased there.
Is that how Kemper and that part of the family?
Oh, that's different side.
That's, yeah.
Okay, different side.
That's just their granddad's great granddad.
But they had an ice cream parlor in Chicago that they opened, and one daughter's husband had a nightclub there.
Oh, really?
In Chicago. All of this was property that their father had purchased, so they moved to Chicago. Yeah.
What was it called, like the Cotton Club or something?
The Boom Boom. Growing up, what were you told marriage would be like, and how did you experience it? What was your experience of marriage?
Well, I think my mother and father had a good marriage as far as I could see as a child. And so that sort of gave me a good idea as to how a marriage, you know, should work. But it was kind of sad when they decided to break up. So.
How did they tell you? What did they tell you about their decision to break up?
Well, they didn't even talk about that. All we knew was that my father moved out of the house and built a house a few blocks away.
And he built the house, that house that our grandmother actually, so he built that one also, right?
Yes, the one that we grew up in, yes. Right. Uh-huh.
On Rockville?
Mm-hmm.
The one on Rockville?
Yeah, the one on Rockville. Yeah.
And then he built the other house over on Ash.
Yeah.
What was your first impression of Kelly Senior when you first met him?
He came to Jackson to preach at the church I was a member of. And of course, I thought he was the greatest thing going right there. Of course, my mother invited him to dinner. And after that, even though he lived in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and I was in college at Tougaloo College, he would come on campus and pick me up to take me home, because I rode the bus from Jackson to Tougaloo, and he would come up and get me and take me to take me home, and of course my mother would have dinner ready.
Yeah. You gotta get that young preacher from Jackson.
Yeah.
From or Vicksburg.
How did you know you wanted to marry Brandon? What made you certain?
Well, you know, my sister, Josephine, who was 4 years younger than me, she was the one who kept telling me, let's go over to Vicksburg. So we would drive over to Vicksburg, and when we would get over there, we, you know, would ride around the city, and you know, they had that the civil rights, the lot of army things there, and we would ride around and look at some of those things there in Vicksburg. He was quite a musician also, because he directed, there were four young ladies in the church that he organized them and called them the Chansonettes. And Merle Evers was one of them.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She wasn't an Evers then, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know who Merle Evers is?
That's yeah. Megar Evers'
wife? Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some people later.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of them. So he did, and they would give concerts.
What kind of car was Granddaddy riding around in?
A Buick. But the interesting thing was, it was not a very good one, because I remember after we were married and we were driving from Jackson to Vicksburg. And I looked down, and there was a hole in the bottom of the car. Right
there.
Was
that the car that you bought, the National or something?
That was the car that he bought, the
National. It was 1950. No, that wasn't the one that I remember. Because what I remember was 1956.
It was a green car.
Yeah, one before that. All of them had holes before.
The Fred Finnestone?
What car were you driving?
I didn't drive the car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, did he teach you how to drive?
Yes. Actually, after we got here to Nashville, my mother started teaching me a little bit in Jackson.
How did she teach you
how to drive? She wasn't
always blind. Well, you
she
see, if you know what, riding around in our neighborhood, you know. Yeah.
You don't need to see that far.
You don't need to see that far.
Well,
quite a bit after she started losing her sight. Yes.
When did your mom start losing her sight?
Well, I was in college. Yeah.
Was it a reason?
Glaucoma. Mm-hmm. And she would go to a doctor. When she would go to the ophthalmologist, I would go up with her, and that's when he would put drops in her eyes. But it wasn't until we were in Chicago, and her sister saw that she had put her shoes on the wrong feet, and then told Ross about it, who was her oldest child, and Ross had her to come to Washington because that's where he was living at the time. He was a physician, and had her examined. And that's when we really knew what was going on. So she had to stop driving then. But then he would make sure that she got the drops she needed in order to help her see a little better.
Grandmother, can you speak more about your brothers and how, what's the proper word I want to use? What it was like to be, there was just a couple of things. It seems like a lot of y'all really accomplished a lot of things at that time, you know, with your brother being, well, both brothers doctors?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you well, being valedictorian, the Tougaloo.
Yeah. Well, my oldest, the older brother went to Howard University to college, tried to get into medical school in Mississippi, but because he was black, he could not get into the medical school in Mississippi. So Mississippi paid for him to go to medical school at Howard. Paid all that he needed to keep him from trying again to get into medical school in Mississippi.
What happened to those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
In fact, no black could get into medical school in Mississippi. They would pay for you to go anywhere you wanted to go to get into a medical school. So quite a few of them came to Meharry, and Mississippi paid for them to go to Meharry.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, now my brother, you know, became a physician. And then the brother that was just underneath me went to Howard to college and decided to major, to become a pharmacist, because he was in the school, of, you know, to become a pharmacist. But then my older brother talked him into becoming a physician. So he went from being a pharmacist into the medical school there at Howard. Well, my older brother had something in mind. He became an OBGYN. Okay? My younger brother became a pediatrician. So once they both finished medical school, my older brother, whose name was Ross, opened up, you know, started his practice. And he figured he would deliver the babies, and then his brother would take care of the babies as a pediatrician. So they both went into the, you know, the same area there. Yeah.
Did your parents go to college?
Huh?
Did your parents go to college?
My father went to Tougaloo. He just finished high school. My mother went to high school, but I don't think she finished.
Mm-hmm. But now she has some degree from someplace else.
Yes, she did go, yes.
Oh, it was a trade school.
Yes, right, it was.
What kind of trade was that?
I have the certificate, but I don't.
Okay. Which one of your kids got the best whooping?
Best means best, worst. Yeah, I think he got the worst rhythm.
And why?
Because he's a bad kid. A bad kid. I'm surprised he's still alive. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Grandma, given your obvious penchant for the sciences, and you talk about having all kinds of encouragements as early as high school, what made you decide not to pursue a medical degree as well, a medical career?
I got married. Let me see, a week before I graduated from college, and as a result, I started having children. That stopped the medicine.
Do you ever look back on that period and wish that you had gone to medical school?
No. All of them have done very well, but I thought one of my grandchildren might go into medicine.
Really? The one that you probably helped get grace?
Yeah, I thought, because Valerie was majoring in biology.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew she would go on, but then...
She doesn't like the sight of blood, though.
That's how she got out of it.
Don't do it.
Always the great, grand.
Yes.
Well, we thank you for your time, Grandmommy.
Well, that's it. Well, tell me about being Miss Tougaloo.
Well, in every year, they would, you know, have the student body to vote on. Maybe two or three people would be up to be Miss Tougaloo. And there were just two of us. And I got more votes, so I became.
Okay. So, were you trying to be Miss Tougaloo? Did you campaign for it, or?
Well, we didn't we didn't do any campaigning that much. We just had our names out there, and at some point during the year, you just. They would have you to vote on Well, you want it, then that will it.
That was like your choice.
Now, she told me a while back about her pledging, and they hazed her a little bit. Do you remember their name?
Well.
And where are they now?
It's interesting, the year, the week that I was on probation was the same week of homecoming, and of course, the homecoming queen, Miss Tougaloo, was going to be out on the field. Yeah. But, some of my sorrow said, well, we'll do that for you. And so as a result, I had to sit and watch the game with my back to the game.
How many people were on your line?
Four.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
The whole student body.
And what number were you?
Four.
Did you have a number? Did they line up by
night? I was number two.
Number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was your? Do you have a line name?
Yeah, but what?
Oh, a line name.
Because they give you all other names for being on the line.
We were ducks. Well, the four of us had gotten some ducks, and you pull the ducks, and the ducks would say quack, quack, quack. And there we were all on the campus, so that they knew we were coming because we were pulling these ducks.
Oh, wow.
And they would say quack, 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 all over the campus.
Those were the days.
Quack, quack.
So, I went to, has anybody else been to the September reunion?
No.
You been, Charlie? I went last year with Grandma, and met a whole different side of the set, but what I most enjoyed was visiting Tougaloo campus, which is actually a very nice campus. But I didn't get a chance to see any of the land or where Grandma grew up.
In fact, they, I think all the houses and everything that they had out there, they've torn down or they fell down or something, because they found oil on the property. So they had oil wells, and I climbed up one of those oil wells.
Really?
As a child or a teenager?
As a teenager, yeah, we were out there. They could climb up on us. Gone up
with you. So they tore down a home to try to dig up the
Well, no, the homes just were old and they fell down.
So is there any land?
Well, because the property that my grandfather owned was really almost a two-story house, because often when we would go out there in the summer to visit, we slept up in the attic of the house. And in the yard was a well, and you'd have to take the bucket and drop it down in, you know, on a rope down into the well to get the water and pull it up. And that's how you would get the water.
From the well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember whenever I would stay at your house, and sleep on the couch, that you were always up early working out. And as we always wonder, is that a thing that you always had as a regular part of your life, that exercise and just kind of eating healthy, were those always things that you grasped onto?
Yes, I would always exercise. In fact, when I was working, I would get up early enough to catch a exercise program on TV that would come on at something like 6 o'clock. So I would get up, exercise, and then I would take the shower, eat, and make it to school in time for to get there by 7:30, because my first class was usually at 8 o'clock. So I would get there in time to do all that. But I've always exercised, and even when my husband was in the hospital, I would turn on the TV and exercise in his hospital room.
Because what time would you go to sleep at night?
Usually, I guess around about 7:30 or
8. Oh, okay. Oh, so you had good sleep then.
So, Grandma, what was it like to witness seeing a black president?
It was something I thought I would never get to see, because I remember my father telling me that when he when they were living in Jackson, Mississippi, when they went to register to vote, they had to pass an exam. They asked certain questions before they could even register to vote. Yeah. Now, my father was the first black letter carrier in Jackson, Mississippi. He had to take an exam. He passed the exam, and he became the first letter carrier, black letter carrier in Jackson, Mississippi.
Quite a distinction.
But it was interesting where his root was really in the white neighborhood.
How'd that happen?
Well, I guess wherever they assign you to deliver the mail, I guess it just so happened that he was in the white neighborhood.
So, with that type of achievement, what type of things are you hoping or wishing for, like, as you're surrounded with your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, what kind of things do you think will happen in our lifetime, or hope to see?
I think there is no limit. I think we can do anything we set our mind to do. I think we can do it.
As black people?
Yes.
As a family? Because we're smart and educated. We're like a highly educated family. Did you realize that?
We are unusual family.
To say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Family of preachers, teachers, and doctors, and entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And consultants.
Consultants.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate your time, Grandmommy, and last 45 minutes have been very insightful and enjoyable. And we just want to say we love you.
We love you.
Yeah.
All of my children, grandchildren.